Oasis Audio presents The Dark Corner by Christopher Pike. Read for you by Adam Verner. Chapter 1. It was Sally Wilcox who brought up how cool Bryce Pool was and started the argument that led to their taking another trip through the secret path. Of course, she later swore she had nothing to do with what happened. It was typical. No one, especially Sally, ever wanted to be blamed for starting an adventure, at least not in the middle of the adventure, when it looked like they would all die. The day started, as so many did that summer in Springville, known as Spooksville to all the town kids. Adam Freeman, Cindy Mackey, Sally Wilcox, and Watch were together for a breakfast of milk and donuts. While stuffing their faces at the local coffee shop, they tried to figure out what to do with the day. "Only a few weeks and we'll be back in school," Sally said, brushing her brown bangs out of her eyes. "We have to make the most of every day."
"I'm kind of looking forward to starting school here," Cindy, who was new to town, said.
"I like learning things."
"Summer vacation in Spooksville is more of a learning experience than anything we do in school," Sally muttered.
"What is school like here?" Adam, who was also new to town, asked. "Is it as weird as the rest of the town?"
"It's pretty normal," Watch said.
"Except for a few of the teachers," Sally added.
"The ones that aren't human."
"How did I know you were going to say that?" Cindy asked.
"There are a couple of unusual teachers in the middle school," Watch admitted.
Sally nodded. "There's Mr. Castro. He teaches history, basically, but sometimes he talks about the future."
"Don't say it," Cindy interrupted, flipping her long blonde hair over her shoulder. "Mr. Castro's really from the future."
"Well, he's not from around here," Watch said.
"I think he was built at the North Pole," Sally said, "if my sources are accurate."
"I heard it was the South Pole," Watch said.
Adam and Cindy exchanged looks.
"So he's a robot?" Adam asked.
"He's not a desktop computer," Sally said. Watch spoke reluctantly.
"He does seem to have several machine-like qualities. For example, he never eats lunch. He never drinks water. When he's tired, he lays out on the football field and soaks up the sun's rays. I guess that's how he recharges his batteries."
"He also has a hearing aid that looks more like a cosmic receiver," Sally said. "He never takes it off. I hear it's wired directly into his positron."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?